I'm speaking today with Ann Harris Bennett, who is the Democratic candidate for Harris County Tax Assessor. Ann, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office because of my passion for bringing integrity into the democratic process. That's mainly the tax office is not only office that collects taxes for the over 60 taxing entities, but it also registers voters. And I have seen so many instances of voter disenfranchisement, even back in 2008 and 2010. That I decided that I needed to do what I needed to do to get out there and run for this office and try to make a difference. Clean up some of the mess that's down there and remove the politics out of that office.
Okay. You ran for Harris County Clerk in 2010. What would you say you learned from that experience?
Well, what I have learned from that experience is that we haven't come much further than we were in 2008. In terms of transparency, accountability, accessibility to the voters in this county. That is probably the biggest lesson that I've learned is that nothing has much changed down in the county.
Okay. So, you know, those two offices are sort of similar in nature. They're both basically clerical. They both have a piece of the elections process. You know, what are your priorities for the Office of Tax Assessor if you are elected?
Well, my first priority, Charles, would be do an audit. That office needs to be audited from an administrative standpoint and from a financial standpoint. And as far as what else I would do, I would take the time to figure out what everybody's job is. With the huge cut that was made in that office, I think they probably cut some 200 or 300 some odd people in there. I have to get into that office and figure out where the weaknesses are, where the weak links are, where the troublemakers are, where politics is. Find those folks that are still connected to that Betancourt regime. It would be one of those situations where I need to get in there and see what's going on. But the first thing that you have to do when you go into an office like that is figure out where the problems are.
Okay. As you know, the tax assessor's office has been in the news a few times lately, and not really for very good reasons. First one had to do with a fairly basic function of that office, which had to do with the vehicle registrations. What was your, you know, they weren't able to process them in a timely fashion. There was big backlogs. What's your view of where that situation stands now, and what do you think, what would you be doing differently if you are elected?
Well, I think the problem probably arose from the current tax assessor cutting his staff. The folks that they needed to get that work done, from what I understand, were let go. So he didn't have, first of all, he didn't have the staff to get it done. He may not have been aware that, you know, you've got dealerships, both new and used dealerships. You've got rental car places. You've got to have the staff on hand to get the job done. And I don't believe he had the staff on hand. I believe they had cut those folks a little bit too soon before they could get the job done.
Right. I mean, it's the political functions, or I should say the electoral functions, of the tax assessor's office that tend to get the most attention. Let's first start off with the voter registration process. And before I get into the little kerfuffle that they got into with the Secretary of State, it seems to me that for all of the population growth we've had in Harris County, the number of registered voters we've had in Harris County has remained essentially flat for about the past decade or so. Do you see that as a problem? What would you do differently in terms of voter registration as tax assessor?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a problem. First of all, you've got to be accessible to the voters. The problem actually starts at deputy voter registrar at that level. That's where part of our problem starts. Is that most of the folks who are interested in being deputy volunteer registrars are run away from the process by the way that they're trained. They're trained based on fear. We need them going out into the community to register voters. The tax office needs to reach out to the high schools and get involved in the high schools. Most of our children that are coming out of high school at the age of 18 should be registered to vote. The principals in the schools are honorary deputy voter registrars, and they can appoint someone, whether it's a government teacher or a history teacher or a counselor. The office has failed over the past three administrations reaching out to the community. We don't have people registered to vote because by law, they only have to perform two trainings per month. Now, folks have to actually go down to 1001 Preston in the middle of the day, pay parking to become a deputy voter registrar. We need to reach out to the community and not just focus on registering Democrats or Republicans. Everyone that's eligible to vote in this county have access to the process. What I would do is I would form voter registration programs and projects all year round, not just waiting until right before an election. It'd be an ongoing process. It's part of the duty of that office to get out there and register voters and make it accessible to folks who want to volunteer to be deputy voters. That's one of the things that I would do is I would reach out to the community.
Okay. Do you have any comment on the recent, for lack of a better word, dust-up between the tax assessor's office and the Secretary of State's office over that mandate to purge the rolls of dead voters based on information from the Social Security office?
Yes, I have lots of thoughts on that, but I would say the problem actually starts at the level of the Secretary of State's office. You look around the state of Texas, and you see that Harris County got 9,000 names on one list that was supposed to be a hard list, and then got the soft list of 1,000 folks. I have to wonder the way that all that has taken place and the way it's gone down, whether or not poor Don Sumner's may not have been set up by some of those Betancourt folks that are still up there in his office. The Secretary of State has said, yes, popped our tax assessor upside the head and said, you know, hey, dude, you talked ugly about me and made me look incompetent. Well, if those two lists had been sent to me, my folks would have worked those lists before sending out 9,000 letters. It stands to reason that more than likely it was the people that were on the 1,000 list. That were more likely either and more likely deceased. I think he's got some folks up in his office that are not doing him any justice, and I believe that was just the nail in the coffin for him. When you don't actually know what's going on with the folks that are working around you, those types of things happen. I'm not taking up for the guy or defending him in any way. I believe that there's a whole lot more going that went on there than what we all know.
Okay, and then of course there was, going back a little bit, the issue with Harris County Department of Education and redistricting, where those those offices are drawn in the same precincts as the county commissioner's office, but in the primary, the old board, the old boundaries were used instead of the correct ones. And as it stands right now, I don't think there's no active litigation, and unless one of the candidates who lost files suit, you know, we might just get away with having an election that isn't going to be overturned later. You know, Don Sumner's claim that it wasn't his responsibility to inform the county clerk of the new boundaries for the Harris County Department of Education. What's your view of this situation?
My view of that whole situation is that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, and there are no checks and balances between the tax office and the county clerk's office. There's no good reason why those district maps, you know, it makes you wonder what's really going on up in there. It's hard. It's either incompetence or, you know, that office has no structure, and the right hand's not knowing what the left hand's doing. You've got to know what your duties are, what your job is. As a tax assessor collector, I would have taken it on my, if I were the county clerk, I would have taken it on myself to check behind tax assessor collector. Now we're saddled with lawsuits that taxpayers are having to pay for. We're paying to defend the tax assessor collector and the county clerk. And it's just time out for that. I think the folks in this county are questioning the integrity of the process. Now, whether it's incompetence or whether it's by design, I frankly think that most of it is through incompetence, but I do believe that there are some things that are going on in between those offices that it has been by design.
Well, and of course all of that led to a renewed call for a separate office of the elections administrator in Harris County, since most other counties in Texas do have that as a separate separate office. It's appointed, it's not elected, so it's supposed to be nonpartisan. Does Harris County need an elections administrator?
Well, you know, you have to be careful what you wish for. And yes, the election administration she works in some of the counties, especially some of the smaller counties, where you may have three or four counties that have an election administrator. But you have to keep in mind that election administrator would be appointed by whoever the controlling party is. In that case, it would be the county judge, the commissioners, county clerk, the district clerk, and the tax assessor collector that would make that choice, and that is a lifetime appointment. So it's not like this person would even be accountable to the voters. They would be accountable to the person or the people that put them into that position. So we have to be careful about what we ask for when we start talking about putting an election administrator in Harris County.
Okay. Let's go back to let's talk more generally about the tax assessor's office. It seems like a number of the county offices don't have perhaps the most modern and up to date web pages that I've seen. What opportunities do you see to take better advantage of, you know, technology, not just the website, but mobile technology, social networking technology, to make the tax assessor's office do a better job? What opportunities do you see for that?
Oh, they could do mobile voter registration. You know, that would be making it accessible, making the process accessible to the public. The tax office website now, if you took the time to sit down and just take maybe a whole day to go through it, you'll find that Leo Voskis's name, our previous tax assessor collector's name, is still on that website. As far as technology goes, it's there, it's out there, but you've got to go out and find the software that you need, that's needed to bring that office up to the 21st century. It's one of those things where if you consider that Mr. Sumners has been in that office now almost 2 years, and it's inexcusable to look on that website and see that Leo Vasquez, his predecessor's name, is still there.
Okay. And so let's wrap this up then. When people go to vote this November, why should they vote to make you the next tax assessor for Harris County and not your opponent, Mike Sullivan?
Because I have the moral turpitude to do the right thing, and that is to run that office in the way that the citizen voters would have elected me, and take the politics out of it and serve all the citizens of Harris County. We deserve nothing less than to have access to the process, to know that the integrity of the process is above board, and that when you're being registered, that you're going to stay registered, that people are not going to play games with your right to vote.
Okay. Ann Harris Bennett, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Okay. Thank you.